Oz Kaplan is kind of a dream. If I had a body like his, I'd certainly be looking for all kinds of excuses to take off my clothes and hand them to someone else. He's tall, which I don't take for granted. And he's got a jawline that's one dose of reality short of being chiseled like a god's. Dark wavy hair cut short, dark eyes, the perfect amount of stubble. I drop my gaze to his hands. No rings. Could this be? Is it possible my mother was right? Part of me knows she will lord it over me the rest of my life if it's true. But part of me can only focus on the fact that my heart is beating faster than it was before I got here. He moves the cheese plate and places it on the flat piece of railing between us and hoists his champagne flute.
I'd suggest we ration our supplies until we get rescued. But I can't imagine it will be that long before some other sucker falls for the old billiards room is on the left trick. And now I know the importance of being ready to catch the door.
We talk and shiver and eat bagel slices and very good cheese, passing the flute between us. Oz has an energy about him that just sucks me in. It reminds me of Tamara's way, although there's something more grounded about him. Tamara is always looking around her, not wanting to miss a beat. Oz is looking right at me. I tell him about walking down the promenade in Brooklyn and my very close family. He tells me about skateboarding down the hills of San Francisco and his very not close family. I explain express trains. He explains how summer can be the coldest season. I laugh my head off over his description of going to Zabar's for the first time last week. He laughs his head off over my description of the time Sarah and Tamara and I all dressed up as Esther for Purim and went to a dive bar on the Lower East Side. Deep in my heart, my skeptical, skeptical heart, I believe this is only the beginning. I look up and watch bits of snow dust melt into his thick, dark hair. Something's going to happen between us. Something's definitely going to happen. A loud click, and the door behind me flings open. I don't have to turn around to guess, because I've seen that look before. The one on Oz's face. He blinks like he's dazzled, because he is. He's just seen his first punk rock polar bear, and my miracle is fading as fast as it arrived. Oz makes a break to catch the door before it closes, which he does by lunging behind Tamara in a very athletic manner. Now he's standing so close to her, I'm sure he can smell her perfume. Tamara's laugh is like the chimes of a very expensive and delicate blown glass bell. I walk to the door, thinking maybe there's a chance we'll all go back in together. My friend takes one look at me and draws in a horrified breath. Rachel, you must be freezing. I know she doesn't mean it like it seems, but she steps forward and takes Oz's coat off me, slides it right back off my shoulders, replaces it with her warm furry coat, and tosses Oz his clothes. Somehow, I'm the one holding the door now. Oz has the coat in his hands, and we stare at each other for a moment that feels so intense, I can't believe Tamara is that oblivious. This time, can you feel the heat of my body in your hands? He slowly puts his suit coat back on, while Tamara tightens her coat around me. I'm pretty sure with our different sizes, I look more like a dip-dyed buffalo. She waves her hand in front of her own face like she's overheated, which seems kind of impossible given that the stretchy metallic dress she's wearing is lacking in more than one way, but the fluffy coat is quite warm. You'll get cold, pal, she says. I'm still holding the door open for all of us, but Tamara moves further into the cold and Oz doesn't come my way.
Hey, Rachel,
Oz says. My heart pounds, just pounds as I wait for the end of his thought. He frowns slightly, and I watch the calculus of it all flicker across his face. I watch him settle on the hotter woman. It was nice meeting you, Oz, I say, eager to put us all out of this misery.
Nice meeting you, Rachel, he said.
As I step back over the threshold into the Bosch's warm mansion, the heavy door slams in my own face. I hear Tamara squeal, Oh, a cheese plate. Rachel, the kids need someone to keep the dog away from the gout. My mother is standing at the bottom of the stairs. I'm pretty sure the Bosches have an employee whose specific job is to keep the dog from doing things that might kill it, but I don't really want to watch Tamara get the guy again.